What is it, 2.5 months now that we've been apart? It's Thursday, the 11th of June here, one of these overcast days, which are so typical of our rainy season, one of these days in which you somehow, well, you don't want to get up in the morning, and when you do, you get your work done anyway. It's been an interesting life. Let's see, I wrote to you last on Monday. Tuesday, I went up to Atsugi, to the Naval Air Station. We have about 20 or 25 Jewish men there. I met a dozen of them. Only had one man in the hospital with a cold, nothing very serious. And one of my old professors from the chaplain school, that's glorifying it, but Chaplain Ingolstadt is the senior chaplain there now, and it was fun getting together with him. It's a nice ride up and back. It's about an hour and a half to the fest the Japanese countryside has to offer. It was a pretty day, and I enjoyed myself. In the evening, Gordon Blank and my roommate and I ate dinner together and then played a couple games of chess and read a bit and sat in bed. He said, you want me to describe these people to you. Well, my roommate is a 32-year-old New Orleans old family Catholic. He was a lieutenant commander in the Navy during the war. He was in command of a squadron of LSTs when it all ended up. He's well-educated. He went to the Sorbonne and to Fletcher Institute, which is at Harvard. It's like one of these graduate schools of foreign affairs. He works at Chase Bank here. He knows in France and speaks French fluently. He has a fine appreciation of art and things artistic. He keeps me aware of what's happening musically and culturally in Japan. He likes to talk a bit too much and is a little bit overfond of, well, the easy life. He doesn't like to work. It's one of the unfortunate things that the family apparently lost their money recently and he's had to go into this sort of thing. But he's much more interesting than most of the men I could have picked out here for roommates, so I can't complain. The other boy, Gordon Blank, who had dinner with us that night, is a young ensign, about 21, Baltimore boy. He wants to be a school teacher when he gets up. He's thoroughly nice. He's rather sensible for a boy of 21. I can't remember myself being that sensible when I was his age. And he played a fair game of chess. At least I can beat him, so it's fun for all of us. We often go sailing together, and I think that I sort of am a stabilizing influence for him in this Japan of cheap liquor and cheap women. Wednesday, I spent going aboard ship. Some of the big carriers were in, and I had to go out and see how our chaplains were doing and how we could be of help to them. One of the hospital ships, the Repose, was here, and a couple of our carriers. It's tedious. It's always the cup of coffee and the smile. It has to be done. I got my first trip on a ship of the line yesterday. We went all the way from one of the buoys out in the harbor into the dock. It's quite an interesting performance because they use the planes on the hangar deck to turn the ship around in close quarters. It's quite a ticklish, as I was saying, job. And they have to turn the ship at about an 180-degree angle. It's quite fun to watch. In the evening, Jack Burks and I had dinner together, and then I went over to the office and did some reading and sort of bed. Jack is a young Maryland lawyer, staid, conservative, very bright, very capable, and a lot of fun to be with. He's probably the closest thing to a real friend that I have here. I mean, in terms of being liked by people, in terms of people whom we like to talk with. He's a little bit too conservative, I think, but I guess you need that in American politics. This morning, as I said, it's overcast. We're in our rainy season, which means 2 out of 3 days overcast, uneven weather, and trouble for the people that sign us, fortunately, here. But got up, and we found that we had been given by one of the carriers going back to the States a beautiful helicopter radio recorder and phonograph set. So I thought I'd take advantage of it and write to you. The big news here, of course, is that peace seems to be just around the corner. We're all hoping and praying for it. The only fly in the ointment seems to be Mr. Rhee and some of our own senators. It doesn't solve anything, but after you've seen the bruised, battered, beaten bodies of our men, you have little patience with war. And you almost resign yourself to the position that anything that makes for peace, the possibility of increasing peace, is possible. To us here, Eisenhower was mature and admirably in his office in the last, what has been, 200 days. We especially appreciated his rebuttal of tasks, assertion that the United States had to go below. There's been a lot of loose talk from people in the States. One of my favorite subjects of conversation would be to bring some of our senators out here and put them in the front lines and make them see what the war is like. God, I've seen so much of it, mind you, but I've seen enough. Otherwise, Mr. Ree seems to be inventing even bombing raids in his own capital to make things come out his way, but I don't think he'll have too much success. He can blackmail us on this so far. The job will, of course, slow down to a cakewalk if peace is declared, but you know, I won't even really mind that. A chance to do a little more reading, but when lives are at stake, you don't mind something becoming a little less interesting. I think I've written you most of what's happened here in Japan. I don't know quite what we're going to do this weekend yet. I do know that I must go down to Sasebo to the naval station next week sometime to visit the men there. It's a good ways down in the coast. It's on the lower island, Kyushu, and I've sort of been putting it off. It's a long trip, but it'll help break the week. This week, I'm going to give the second of my little series of biographies of Jewish people, interests, and Hillel. I think that it'll work out quite well. Congregation has shown a good deal of interest in it. Attendance of services has remained high. Really, the congregation here is quite nice. It's a mixture of families and men, and everybody seems to have a good time. The whole service lasts more than about an hour and a quarter, a little bit longer than in San Diego.